But we must behold in order to enter into this invitation that he's given us to go from glory to glory. We must behold as in a glass the glory of the Lord. Now, when we in this glass looking at the glory of God, we're not looking at ourselves. We're looking at his glory.
Yes.
What he's done, what he has accomplished, how he has set us free. And we see this glory of him. We're changing. We're changing this morning. We're not going to remain the same.
Amen.
We're glory carriers.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Somebody, hey, somebody get near that glory carrier and they need help.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
I got the glory.
Amen.
I got the glory. I got the help for them. I want to read this out the passage down here. It says, let's see, the 18. Let's go to 3 and 9, which I didn't get a chance to do the contrast of the old and the new. The contrast here is between a ministry that brings, this is talking about the old one here. The old covenant. The contrast here is between a ministry that brings awareness of sins and leads to condemnation. That's the old covenant.
Mm-hmm.
But the contrast to the new one is that a new ministry that confirms to us that we are made righteous.
Yes.
And innocent by the work of the cross and the grace of the Spirit. When you look in that mirror, that's what you see.
Yeah.
You see a righteous God. You see a victorious Jesus.
Yes,
you,
yes.
And you see that and you're beholding that. Do you know you can become what you behold?
Yes, amen. Mm-hmm.
And as you behold him and you see that, and you're changing.
Yes.
What
yes.
you're changing into? Can anybody tell me what you're changing into?
Christ.
Yes.
You're changing into Christ. It's glory.
God, he's in me.
Glory.
Amen.
You keep changing. You mm-hmm. as. Like we're looking into this word this morning. We're changing.
Amen.
I tell y'all, when y'all come to this class, come and expect change.
Yes.
Don't come here expecting nothing else but change.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Where we was last year, we're not going to be this.
That's right.
Amen.
Because we got the Holy Spirit helping us with the change.
Yes.
He's helping us behold him.
Thank you.
And one of the works of the Holy Spirit is to show us Jesus.
Yes, amen.
Jesus should be shown to us in every
aspect,
every place in this book, in this mirror. We ought to be able to see Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be transformed. You know, the Word of God tells us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Be like Jesus. He was transfigured.
Yes.
They saw such a degree of glory.
Yes.
And to Peter said, let's build 3 tabernacles.
Mm.
So we can keep this glory. You know, what we saw here was just amazing.
Mm.
But we know God spoke out of heaven and said, hey, hear my son.
Mm.
Don't hear Peter.
Okay.
Peter was one that was always to speak up. You know, but he saw the glory and didn't quite know what to do with all that glory. But the Word of God is teaching us what to do with the glory. We are glory carriers. When people get near us, they ought to know she's carrying the glory of God. They may not be able to explain you in everything. I was at a beauty shop. They were saying, that was my first time being there, they were saying, something about you.
Mm-hmm.
Something you can't. They couldn't explain it all. And I wouldn't allow them to explain it all. You know, I was reading a book, but I purposely kept it hid.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just didn't want to just, this is who I am. I wanted them to feel that presence of Almighty.
Yeah.
I'm way out of my time. But know that you are a glory carrier, not just to be fat with the glory, but to release it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You are glory carriers.
Yes.
You are glory carriers. You carry, you house the glory of God.
Amen.
And you're growing in that glory.
Amen.
You know, God wants us to release it. And I'm going to stop here and I'm going to call Apostle up. Because I said I was going to honor his time, even though I'm a little bit over. But,
you know, it said that in the Old Testament that Moses spoke with God mouth to mouth. It didn't actually say face to face, mouth to mouth. So God's a close talker.
Yeah, that's
mouth. Yeah, and if you.
That's exactly what we're saying with our real face. We don't have to put no veil on our face to talk to God. We can get close up personal, like he was saying.
Yeah.
Moses got very close. Although he had the fading glory, it faded off of his faith. We don't have fading glory. Our glory is increasing.
Yeah. Amen.
Increasing.
Amen.
You people are sparkly.
This girl is on fire.
You're sparkly.
No.
And you are sparkling.
I've been thoroughly blessed today already. And Sister Deborah, she blessed me. When she first gave the prophecy, she said, "Tell my people I love them."
Boy, that was powerful.
Now, this is why it blessed me so much. When I used to give a word of prophecy at Frat City AOH, the Lord would always begin the prophecy with, "Tell my people I love them."
Whoa. Oh, my God.
So, and I'm glad I got it on the recorder. When she said that, look.
That's
Holy Spirit, yeah. And one of my customers, I work on this car, a friend of mine, he was a kid when I was doing all that. He said, "I'll never forget all that. Tell my people I love them." And then he'd go right into the prophets.
Oh, wow.
But God do things, you know.
That's good.
What he wanted me to talk about now is how unlimited we are. We're unlimited.
Well, yeah, because we got the glory.
This morning
that's
in the community.
All he is and all he is and was. And it's the weight, like we said, it's the weight.
Yeah. In Psalms, he also said he was angered by the Israelites because they limited the God of heaven.
Yeah.
So let's not get in his anger side.
Amen. Take the limits off.
In the first class, in the communion class, he had me talking about interference. When you're communing with the Lord, the enemy try to interfere so that you don't get to know how unlimited you really are.
Yes.
So Paul said something that proves how unlimited we are. This is Philippians chapter 4. I started verse 12 and 13. He said, "I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." Then he said this, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." You can too.
Mm-hmm.
And he just told you how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
To be full and to be hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I love God. I want to serve God. I receive what he say is to the best of my ability. But I want more.
Yeah.
And when one thing I learned from the Lord, if you believe in him for something,
mm-hmm.
you're looking for the situation. This is what I'm believing for.
Yeah.
And, Mary?
You know, it was, like Sister Deborah was saying, Moses, he told God, "I want to see your glory." And I'm like, "Moses, you see him part the Red Sea. You didn't see him do this. What is your problem?"
Uh-huh.
But he was up there.
He wanted his presence.
Yeah. There you go. He was up there saying, "God, more God, more God,
yes,
more
yes.
God." And God allowed him to see more because he wanted more.
Exactly.
The children of Israel down to Moses, "You go up. We don't want
we don't
more.
Want
we don't want more. We don't want." But he wanted more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like he was saying more.
More.
And you are going to remind me of more Joshua chasing after Moses. Remember with Moses, every time Moses was going in the presence of God, going, you know, spending time, Joshua was just on
right
him.
There.
Joshua
mm-hmm.
was just on him. Like, oh my God. That's what I picked up too. I thought, that's how God desires for us to hunger like that.
Chasing. That kind of hunger makes a difference.
And that's what Pastor Jim's been talking about a lot.
Hunger.
We're supposed to hunger.
When you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you're on the path to learn more and receive
more. That's good.
When, repeat that again.
When you're on the path, when you hunger for more, you're on the path to receive more. And growth and glory.
That's
growth.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
when I first started believing, using my faith, you know, people talk about using your faith muscles. Well, when I believe God for something, I expected, like, let's say I was believing God for this bottle of water. And I'm believing God for it. I'm focused on seeing it happen right away. And from the time you first believe, you got it.
Amen.
From the time you first believe, you got it. At first, I expected to be right there. Okay, I got it. Well, I had it before I saw it.
Yes.
Things that are situations that I wanted. I wanted him to teach me how to love his people, how to understand things, to grow. And those things happened from the time I first believed. Just like with Daniel's prayer, he had the answer was on its way. But he was steadfast and unmovable about it. He went on a fast till he received the answer. And it was right in front of him. But he acted like it was right in front of him, even though he couldn't touch it.
That's me.
But when you do that, if you focus on seeing something right away, it's kind of like watching a plant grow. You planted the seed and you want to see something now.
That's me.
It doesn't work that way. You planted the seed, it started working from the time you put it in the ground. There's a duration that you just can't see. You got to keep looking to him and being receptive to the Lord.
Amen.
Over time, I began to understand that. And I started mature in that. I don't have to see it today to know that it's working.
Yes.
From the time I first believe, my faith is on, heaven's working. But the reason I began to feel more unlimited is because of the things that I was learning from the Lord while I was watching him, waiting on the manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
When you study his word, he's continually feeding you the word of God. And it's helping you deal with the resistance of the world, the interference and distractions of the world.
Deal with unbelief, in other words.
Yeah, you're killing unbelief. Unbelief just don't go away. Unbelief is around us in the world. There's so much. The reason we can't, some miracles we would have so much faster, almost at our will, if we saw him, if we mature in him, if we love like he does, you have to remain at peace and remain patient.
Amen.
You can learn so much more from the Lord when those two things are in place. To help me with peace, I would study Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. I read it every day till it got in my heart. That helped me with peace, and that's when I started paying more attention to what the Holy Spirit was saying.
So you were beholding it.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I was catching more of what he was saying. He said, what we receive, that's what we have faith.
Mm-hmm.
What if you received every word that you ever heard from the Holy Spirit and everything you've ever read in the Word? What if you all received all of it, 100%? What would you be able to do?
No limits.
No limits. I say you'll be able to walk on water, raise the dead, heal the sick, whatever you got to do.
Whatever God told you to do.
Even be transported.
Just like you.
and not be surprised when it happens. But what's happening is you're studying the word day and night. You're hearing what the Lord is saying, and there's interference.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I know to kill that kind of unbelief and interference is to continually look to him.
Amen.
The word of God gives you a visual. Just receive it.
Amen.
Receive whatever everything that he's saying. Just Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God."
Out of the mouth of God.
And when you're receptive, you automatically, simultaneously become unlimited.
know, what else I found to help me, you know, I like to share because what helped me may help somebody else.
Yeah.
Praying in the spirit.
Oh,
fine-tunes your
yeah,
ear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It fine-tunes your ear. You can hear.
Building up your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, it fine-tunes your ear. You can hear him speak through the word of God. Mm-hmm. When I get down and study that word, I say, Holy Ghost, you study with me. You're my teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I always acknowledge him as teacher.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm able to hear and get revelation.
Yeah.
Steward well when you...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. One more personal revelation. God told me once, this is Deborah, I answer your prayers. Since there's no time where I am. If you guys are nerds like I am, you know, the closer you get to the speed of light, time slows down. But where he is, his light is perfect, so there is no time there. Okay? So he says there's no time where I am. He says, Deborah, I answer your prayers. But I drop them 2 days, 2 months, 2 years out. He says, what people don't do, they don't confess the word and stay in faith till they get to that point in time where I drop it. He says mm-hmm. they stop halfway and then they say I don't answer their prayers. He said I answer them. Mm-hmm. Are you going to stay in faith from that point to the 2 months to 2 years,
mm-hmm.
however it is far that I drop the yes and amen when you spoke it, boom, it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have got to walk that walk of faith mm-hmm. till we get to that point in time where he dropped it.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
that's where Daniel
there's
is.
No time where he is.
That's
eternity,
good.
There's no time.
No time.
So what we've got, he said, you've got to move through time. Mm-hmm. So guys, every word is a path, a stepping stone for you mm-hmm. to get to that point. So get it in your soul.
Yes.
Yeah.
That kid is saved, that child. Because
yes.
when Peter messed up, God Christ didn't say, okay, Peter, that's it for you. He
no.
said, and when you are restored.
Woo, glory. Yeah.
He
Amen.
Spoke his restoration. And mm-hmm. when you are
Amen.
Restored.
Oh.
So if you're asking for that child to be restored, and in the time, I knew he was never going to turn out to be anything, you're pulling up your stepping stones. So
yes.
pulling up the seat.
Stay
Amen.
In
stay
faith.
With.
Amen.
And say to
Praise
your
faith.
Child, you don't have to say
Amen.
And when
yes.
you are.
When
your story.
You are.
It's not just what we believe,
yeah.
it's what we say. And he told
Amen.
Me
what
I expect.
Say.
He says, what are you seeing in your head? That tells me where your faith is.
Mm. Mm.
And all these things,
thought
you know, we make
the
adjustments.
Thoughts are important too.
We grow from glory to glory. We're making adjustments from
yes.
glory to glory.
Yes.
Wow.
So when I'm receptive to him, he helped me make the right adjustment,
yes.
especially when he's got my attention.
Oh, yeah.
So what I learned is, I got what I was after, but to receive the things that he has to say to you find out you're unlimited. I said earlier that if you had two twins, one went to college, one went to work, you can't see the growth in the one that went to get more education. Unless you go in their setting once they finish learning and they got a job, and you go, they become a nurse, and you go to the doctor's office, you see how they can understand all the things that a nurse would understand, or a doctor, or a lawyer, whatever. When you see them in that work setting, now it's revealed that they've grown. Well, we grow from glory to glory, and sometimes we don't realize that we've grown until we're challenged. So we're in the same situation, and we didn't fly off the handle. And it can be amazing that, hey, this used to bother me. Now I'm laughing about it. You've grown from glory to glory.
Deborah's got me about, oh, I don't know how to put it, but I'm what you say it about God dropping things in time. It makes a difference. Faith is now.
Yeah.
Well, now is what dropped then, so you're not aware of time. It's now.
Yeah.
It's always there. You're always, they're always saved, right, Deb?
Yeah.
Because God answered that prayer and he dropped it into that time, and faith is now. We kind of get now as people now. Understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm talking about? Not spiritual now.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! I'm excited, Deborah. Thank you, Lord, for sharing that. I can't put it in words, but my spirit knows it. Hallelujah.
Jesus
Lord.
Said, the Father always Woo. Hears my prayers.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I remember
Amen.
A time I said, I wish he always heard mine, but he does.
Yes.
And it became revelation a few years ago that he always hears my prayers. Yes. And when I thought about it, everything I ever pray for, I always attain it. So
he heard everything. My prayer when I prayed for my son out in California. Mm-hmm. Just out of his mind, under the bridges. But see, when I prayed, I wasn't at the mindset where Deborah was. Because I was looking at the situation, I couldn't get there, but you know, everybody's saying, you need to get them, they're going to kill them, and I'm like, oh my God, I got to get there, but I had already prayed.
You remember years ago, my friend had throat cancer?
Yeah, I remember.
And you said the Lord told you it was gone?
Yeah.
It happened.
You had took care
he was, of it. Yeah, he was going to come over. He said he was going to, he never came, but he got totally healed.
Praise God. Hey.
About it a lot.
I did, but with Deborah,
that was what
come to my memory.
That was 2011.
He reading Bob Yanyan right now.
Mm-hmm.
I sent the book, and he got out. I mean, I'm telling you,
yeah,
that is so
now.
And she just added something to it. God dropped it into time, and it's now it's done.
Yeah,
but you do the steps He tells you to do.
You have to
do it, like even the book.
Yeah.
Through time, the fact that your face is wrinkling tell you that you move through time. He doesn't. So
this class helps me to remain.
But it's
amen.
You know, I have a close family member who has mental problems,
mm-hmm.
and threatened to come from California on the bus, go to Mississippi and kill one of our other relatives, and he meant it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was praying, and then I thought, okay, I prayed. But then I got up, and my logical mind starts saying, well, maybe if you call and say this to him. And God said, Deborah, I've handled it. If you just don't put mm-hmm. your finger in and mess it up, within 48 hours, this family member who had denied his kids for 32 years. Mm-hmm. The kids called him up. All of a sudden, they're my children. The children embraced him. He embraced them. Within 48 hours, that whole situation. What would have happened if I put my little snack finger in?
But you heard and you not to do it.
Well, my friends, we call it the Holy Ghost broadcasting system. If you turn your knob, everybody, if you got your knob to that station, yeah. We're all hearing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? You talk to friends and they say, oh my God, God told me so-and-so. And it's exactly what you heard.
The key is to be receptive to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And just amen everything He say. Just receive it. And it will help you combat unbelief and the interference of the world.
And like Mary's saying, praying in the Spirit really helps you be receptive.
That's what I was going to say. When the Lord's trying to tell me, there are times the Lord's trying to tell me something. And I'm not getting it. I stop what I'm doing and pray in the Holy Spirit. I pray in the Holy Spirit, and then He tell me what He want to tell me. I meant to say that earlier, but there are times the Lord said, I want to talk to you, and He'll start telling me something. Mm-hmm. But I'm too busy, or whatever's going on, I'm in whatever mode I'm in. I stop praying the Holy Spirit, and then I can hear Him clearly. There are times that I think He said something, and I can't judge it.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happens, I hold on to it, and I let Him confirm it. As long as you're in faith, He'll confirm
it. Yes, that's good. You're not doubting. You just want to be sure.
Yeah.
You want to do what's right for Him.
Mm-hmm. And I ask Him questions, and then I let Him confirm it. And if it's, you know, you can't see who's talking to you, but you know God's voice. You have to try the spirits. You have to try them to make sure. So I go find the word on Him, pray in the Holy Spirit, ask Him questions, and let Him confirm. He confirmed it through other people. And then I got, when that happens, I lock in on it. It's mine, and I never let it go.
At the same time, you pray in the Spirit, but you're also a word man.
Yeah.
So you're charged up with that faith.
Yeah.
Understanding the word, because it all goes together.
Yeah. And there are things that I learned. I found out it was there all along. I just didn't see it that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to close. But that was a guy asking the Lord what heaven would be like, or what happens when you die. And he saw like a blue sky, and people were standing there in line. And there were seeds in their hearts. And because there were seeds of discord, they couldn't enter heaven. And most of it was unbelief, not just unbelief, but strife, things like unforgiveness. It could have been lust or anything, and that kept them out. And so I looked a little closer. Jesus came to save us, but he's not going to let any wickedness into heaven. We have to deal with it here. We have to rebuke it. We have to drive it out of our lives. And I started studying in that vein. The Lord, he's doing the same thing he did in Genesis. He chose the light and he's getting rid of darkness. And the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth, and he'll show you things so that you can deal with them. And then when you get rid of things that's wrong, there's no more limitations. You can do what the word says you can do, because you become what the word says you are, and your faith is honored. Everything works, but the things that hinder. Sometimes I say, Lord, anything that's hindering me, I want to kill it. Help me kill it, and it works. And he'll. I like to use the word kill, because when you destroy something, it can't grow again. And I don't believe in letting little weeds linger around. Let's kill this. Let's get it over with and go on. Yeah.
But he's like the Holy Spirit's like a housekeeper. You say, don't clean my bedroom. Leave it dirty. They're not going to go in there.
Mary, last one. I got a shotgun. I started saying, everything that's not like Jesus got to go. I said, everything. I don't care what it is. I don't care whether I like it or not. It's got to go. And your appetite start changing. Yeah. Whatever, anything that's not like that don't please God, when it leaves, you don't even miss it when you make that adjustment. And that these kind of things help us to be unlimited. And it's when there's no fear, Lord, you drive it out, it's gone. Bye bye.
Can I say something, Brother Thurston? In the light of what you explained, Philippians, the Lord explained that to me yesterday morning the exact same way. And he reminded me that scripture right after that, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. When you're full and hungry, that's when he strengthens.
Yeah.
Oh, work out the overflow. That's good.
This is just a glorious day.
Amen.
The overflow is for ministry.
Mm.
Come on.
Dang,
you
brought the sunshine. Look outside.
Yeah, it is. God is moving. Dear Lord, I thank you for every word spoken today. Lord. Bless pastors as he go forward. Bless us continually to help enrich us in the word. Help us to be unlimited in you, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Lord.